Indianapolis Motor Speedway announcing on Thursday that the IndyCar and NASCAR races on 4th of July weekend will be run without spectators. Joining us here on 93 WIBC to get his initial reaction, the voice of IndyCar from the IndyCar Radio Network, Mark Janes. Mark, big news coming from IMS today.
Yeah, you know, it is disappointing, obviously, but I think you look no further than the statement released by Penske Entertainment President and CEO Mark Miles. I mean, not confident that Indianapolis would be at stage five because, of course, Marion County and Indianapolis at a different stage of reopening than the rest of the state. And I think as they have done from the very beginning, they've conferred with Governor Eric Holcomb, Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hawksett, state and federal health officials. And because of the fact that the event is just a few weeks away, I think the decision was made that the event would run without fans. And as I want to reiterate that every decision that I think has been made by Penske Entertainment and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and its president, Doug Bowles, they've done so, I think, fully, totally, and wholly with the direction and the input of state and in some instances, my guess would be local and federal health officials. They haven't just, you know, freelanced these decisions for sure. They've been informed decisions based upon the facts that are shared with them by the experts.
Are you surprised in any way? A few weeks ago we had Roger Penske saying he was trying to be optimistic, and with how large this venue is, maybe there was a plan that could have happened with fans, you know, social distancing and keeping a limited number of fans in the stands for the races.
Well, I think we all were hopeful that would happen, but I think, you know, sometimes the facts just don't bear it out, and I don't think there's any question that, you know, clearly in terms of the numbers of positive cases and deaths as it pertains to COVID-19, been pretty significant in Marion County. And to that end, the reopening plan instituted by Mayor Hawksett was not in line with the rest of the state. There were two other counties, essentially, as I recall, that are kind of, you know, opening at the same rate that Marion County is. So there was that imbalance almost immediately, and I think there were probably some who looked at that and wondered, you know, would the numbers get to the point to where Mayor Hawks had felt like that he could maybe speed up the reopening process a little bit. Clearly, the numbers, you know, after consulting, I'm sure with again state and federal health officials didn't bear that out, and you know, again to their credit. You know, 3 weeks out from the event, they made the decision rather than waiting a little later. And I think, again, this continues to show a proactive effort on the part of everyone associated with Penske Entertainment, from Roger Penske to Mark Miles to Jay Fry to Doug Bowles at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I think they've tried to stay as proactive as possible based upon the information that they've been given, and they're to be commended for that.
You've been around racing in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for a very long time. From your personal take, how weird is this going to be to see the IMS completely empty for the IndyCar race and the Brickyard 400 at IMS?
I will say this, and I've always said this, in all of the years that I've gone to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and, you know, there are several events throughout the course of the year that might take you there when there's not an event going on. There's one thing for sure. It's one of the few places on the face of the earth that is as impressive empty as it is full. But I don't know that I would necessarily apply that to this 4th of July weekend. It's disappointing for sure because of the passion and enthusiasm that fans have and the reverence they have for it. I mean, look no further than the fact that on race day in May, just, you know, a week or so ago, I mean, you heard stories of people camping out outside of gate one from carb day all the way up to what would have been race day. And then, you know, I drove by there Saturday and Sunday. I mean, there were people camped out there both days on what would have been race weekend. And, you know, there were a fair amount of people there on race day with the radios on and their coolers and whatnot. And I, you know, it's just, boy, it's one of the oldest motorsports facilities in the country, in the world, and the reverence that the fans have for it, the fact that they can't be there to share in the experience of what promised to be a very exciting weekend. And I think many viewed it as an opportunity to return to some semblance of normalcy. Is terribly disappointing for them, for sure. And I think it will be a bit surreal for all of us who have a part of calling it.
Yeah, fans will have to tune in on the radio or watch it on TV. We're talking with Mark James from the IndyCar Radio Network, talking about IMS announcing that spectators will not be allowed to attend the NASCAR IndyCar doubleheader at IMS on 4th of July weekend. But maybe this coming weekend it might be a little practice for you guys. IndyCar is returning this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway on Saturday night, again, with no fans. So, Mark, what have you guys been doing gearing up for this weekend?
Well, we'll go over to the studios here in Indianapolis and make sure that we have all the satellite feeds that we need from Texas Motor Speedway and timing and scoring and multi-string monitors and things of that nature. And me and our driver analyst Davey Hamilton and Jay Query will call the action from here in Indianapolis. And we're sending Nick Yeoman on site as our pit reporter. Nick will, certainly follow the list of approved guidelines by IndyCar Media, and we'll maintain proper social distancing throughout the course of practice and qualifying and the race, and we'll do our darn well best to make sure that folks feel as close to Texas Motor Speedway as they possibly can. This is not a new venture for us, because in years past, when we would race in IndyCar Series, would race in Brazil or Twin Ring Motegi, we I think even did one race from Edmonton, and a lot of times because of the expense involved in the travel and everything involved with getting our equipment there or leasing equipment once on site, we did do a handful of races from our studios when we were racing in foreign markets. And let me say, it's not an ideal scenario. It's not one that we prefer, because as you know, Rob, having done radio for a number of years, you wouldn't want to try to do the PA or do play-by-play for instance, the Seymour Semi-State in high school basketball. The last thing you'd want to do is set the studio somewhere and try to call that.
Right.
Because a lot of your energy as a broadcaster comes from being on site. You have better access to the stories and better access to events as they unfold throughout the course of the weekend. There's just simply no substitute for being there. However, we fully support the decision that was made to set it up the way it's set up. And we already have plans in place to be able to get some interviews through technology with drivers instead of face to face interviews, and we think it'll be a very informative and very entertaining race, which is what we strive to give our listeners each and every race.
In the end, Mark, are you excited though to get back to action this weekend?
Oh, there's no question, and I think it is over the years, when things. For whatever the reason, if there's been, we've always relied on sports as a bit of an escape. And boy, it's been a long time since we've had that. I mean, we got to go back to early March. And, you see what NASCAR has done. You see what IndyCar is about to do. And you start to hear more and more about the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball. And, I think that, that sports are very important to a lot of people. It's not the be all to end all, for sure, but it's nice to see sports starting back up again. And yeah, we've talked, Nick Yeoman and Michael Young and Rob Howden and Jake and Davey Hamilton and all of us, Dave First, we've all talked, and we've missed racing. We've missed IndyCar racing for sure. I'm a fan of all forms of racing. I don't care if it's a short track in North Vernon or Lawrenceburg or Paragon or Putnamville. I don't care if it's a Formula One race or a NASCAR race, or certainly an IndyCar race. I enjoy all forms of racing, and I'm excited to see it start to return for sure.
Mark James with the IndyCar Radio Network going to be in action this weekend as IndyCar returns to Texas Motor Speedway. But again, the news today that IMS announcing that fans will not be allowed to attend the IndyCar and NASCAR races on 4th of July weekend at IMS. Mark, thanks for joining us and taking some time to talk with us.
Okay, Rob, thank you. Always a pleasure.